Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya O'Keel. Welcome back to another video, baby. Come on in, slide on anything, baby. And when you come in, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you have not subscribed, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, baby. Click the notification bell and make sure you select all so you can get all your notifications, baby. Every time I drop a new video here on my channel, and we dropping new videos every day, baby. This thing is hotter than fish grease. So I want you to make sure that you don't miss not one thing. You don't miss not one message that God has for you in this season, baby. Click that subscribe button, hit all. Make sure you like this video, share it with somebody today, because this is what I'm hearing in my spirit today, baby. I got to get right on into it. This thing is hot, baby. I hear God say that I have need of you in my kingdom. God has need of you in his kingdom, baby. Let me tell y'all something that God showed me. I don't care how washed up you may be in the world. I don't care how the world done use you, how the enemy done use you. You may feel like you damaged goods. You may feel like it's nothing that God will be able to do with you. What God want with me. Toya, I done did this. I done did that. I done been here. I done been there. I done just been all around. I done seen too much. I done did too much. This is what I'm hearing y'all say in the spirit. God don't want me. God don't love me. How God gonna do anything with me? I done did too much. I ain't no coming back from what I done did, Toya. Listen to me when I tell you, baby. If you still got a heartbeat today, if you still can inhale and exhale, you still got air in your lungs, you still have a pulse. Listen, if you got a pulse, you got a purpose. Do y'all hear me? If you can put your finger right here and you feel something thumping back on your hand, you feel something, you can lay your hand on your chest right here and you feel something thumping back on your chest, you still got time, baby. And God says that I have need of you. Listen, this is an urgent word. This is an urgent message from the kingdom of God. I hear God saying to his people today, baby, that you got to work while it's day. Ooh, somebody get their journal, baby. Get your blue ink pen and make sure you write that thing down, baby. Say, I got to work while it's day. I was telling them that at the seminar in Houston, Texas. God said, you got to work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. In other words, your father is telling you that I have a job position available for you. Come on now. Somebody say, the kingdom of God is hiring. Ooh, that's it right there. Holy Spirit say, the kingdom of God is hiring. He said, you've been going all on Indeed.com and looking all in the newspaper and trying to figure out who hiring and where they need help at and where they need employment at. But God say, baby, the whole time I've been hiring right here in the kingdom of God, and I got a job position available just for you with your name on it. And he said, you ain't got to apply for it. You ain't got to apply for it. The job is already yours. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, yes, Lord. Will you tell him yes today, baby? You've been running all this time. You've been running away from your purpose. You've been running away from God. But I hear him say in this season, baby, that you got to surrender. You got to come out with your hands up and say, yes, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, come on now, wherever you want me to go, whoever you want me to speak to, whatever you want me to do in my purpose, tell God yes today, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, yes, Lord. I hear him say, I have need of you in my kingdom. There is a position that God has for you, baby, in the kingdom of God. And the position that he has for you, I hear the Heavenly Father saying, I hear the CEO, okay, because he is the CEO. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is the CEO. Okay. I hear the chief executive officer saying that he don't even have to wonder if you qualified for this position. Y'all know how when you go to the job, you go to a listing for a job, they have all the qualifications up there. And you have to make sure that you meet the qualifications. You have to make sure that you meet all the requirements. Because a lot of time, if you ain't qualified, you won't even apply for the job. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that I don't need to check for your qualifications. Ooh, because he said I qualified you a long time ago. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God has qualified me. A lot of these folks, if they would have had they pick, if they would have had they say so, it wouldn't have been you. They wouldn't have gave you the position. They wouldn't have gave you the opportunity. But somebody say it ain't up to them. Ooh, it ain't up to them, baby. It ain't up to your haters. It ain't up to the evildoers. It ain't up to the folks that's working in wickedness. God say, I got the last say so over your life. And your daddy is telling you today, come on now, the chief executive officer of the company is telling you today that I qualified you a long time ago. He says, I have predestined you. Ooh, you were predestined for this destiny that the Lord has for you. You were predestined for your purpose, baby. For you were ever even formed in your mother's womb. Ooh, I hear him say, baby, that I knew you. I hear him say that I ordained you. I sanctified you. I put gifts and talents on the inside of you. I loaded you with purpose. I loaded you with legacy. I loaded you with destiny, baby. Somebody put it in the comments today. Say, I'm loaded. I'm loaded, baby. And I'm already qualified for the position. So that means I don't care what kind of devil try to come talking, trying to disqualify you from what God has declared to be yours. They might as well shut their mouth. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, bye, devil, with your ugly self. Because my daddy has already qualified me, baby. And when you know that you already done met the qualifications, you know that job is already yours, baby. God say, I'm hiring today for the kingdom of heaven. He said, will you come in? Will you come in? I stopped trying to get into some of the other folks' organizations and companies and stuff. And I joined the number one company. Come on now. Somebody say, I got to join the number one company. The number one company is the kingdom of God. And God said, I'm looking for some no-limit soldiers. Ooh, he looking for some no-limit soldiers, baby. He looking for some folks that going to go all the way. He looking for some folks that going to put their hand to the plow. And they ain't going to never look back. Because Jesus told us that if you put your hand to this plow and you look back, you go back to your old ways. You go back to that place that God done delivered you from. He said, you're not fit for my Father's kingdom. Glory be to God. Now, God has already qualified you, but don't you mess around and disqualify your own self, because that can't happen. God done already qualified you for the things that he got for you, but you can disqualify your own self by turning around and going back to your old ways. You can disqualify yourself by not believing, by being full of fear, allowing fear to stop you, allowing self-doubt to stop you. Unbelief. Come on now, you can disqualify your own self, because according to your faith, see, according to your faith be it unto you. So in order for you to receive what God have for you, baby, you're going to need some faith. You're going to need some faith, because when God promise you something, when God tell you something, you will not be able to see it with the natural eye. Y'all know what I'm talking about, baby. You ain't going to see that thing nowhere in sight. So you're going to need some faith in order to receive what the CEO got for you. Come on now. See, you got to receive this by faith. It ain't no documentation that I can give you that say you hired. You just got to know in the spirit that I got a job, baby. I got me a job. Do you understand me? Because you got to know that your heavenly Father is a God of purpose. He don't make nothing except that it has a purpose attached to it. Come on now. And because the enemy could not destroy you, he tried all he could to take your life, but you still standing. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. I'm finna go. But y'all put it in the comments. Say, I'm still standing. You're still standing, baby. You're still here and you still look better than ever. Ooh, you know, you done learned how to take a licking and keep on ticking. You done been through some things in your life. Come on now. I'm talking to some folks that done been through it, baby. I ain't talking to them folks that ain't been through nothing. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to some folks that done slid down the wall and did the ugly cry, baby. I'm talking to some folks that done had to rob Peter to pay Paul. I'm talking to some folks that done had to try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I'm talking to some folks that done had to hold on to the word of God because that was all you had. Ooh, you had to trust God, baby, because God was all you had. I'm talking to you. Come on now. Put it in the comments. Say, you're talking to me, Toya. You're talking to me. Receive this word today, baby. I don't care what kind of season you in. I don't care what you done been through in your life. They might have called you a nothing. They might have called you a nobody. You might have had folks tell you, you ain't never going to be nothing. You ain't never going to mount nothing. They might have told you. They might have spoke all kind of curses over you. But God said, I don't care what the devil spoke over you, baby. He says, I have need of you in my kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is hiring today, baby. And I hear God say, you better come on in. Because he said, I'm in the business of taking nobodies and turning them into somebody. Come on now. He said, I'm in the business of taking the trash out the gutter. I'm in the business of taking what they said would never be successful. And God said, I'm going to blow on that thing, baby. He said, I'm going to put my spirit in you and you ain't even going to look like what you've been through. Ooh, you ain't even going to look like where you came from. Glory be to God. I hear people saying, surely God is with that woman. Ooh, I hear them saying, surely God is with that man, because I ain't never seen nobody do what he do except God be with him. Somebody say it today, baby. Say, God is with me. Your heavenly Father is with you, baby. He is the CEO of the company. And you got to know and you got to understand that he got your bite. He got you covered. And you ain't, I just heard God say, you ain't gotta try to run out here in the world and try to be accepted by these folks and try to be accepted by this company and be accepted by this organization. Cause how many of y'all know it don't matter how much you do for certain people, it ain't never gonna be enough. Come on now. You ain't never gonna be enough for the wrong people. So you gotta come into a place where God say that I'm gonna give you my spirit, baby. I'm gonna give you a spirit of power. I'm gonna give you a spirit of love, and I'm gonna give you a sound mind. God say, when you come into my company, he said, I'm not only gonna give you a job, I'm not only gonna give you a place of employment, but he said, I'm gonna heal your body. Ooh, somebody say, heal me, Jesus. I'm talking to some broken folks today. I'm talking to some sick folks today, baby. I hear God say, I'm gonna heal you and I'm gonna make you whole. You ain't getting this nowhere else. Do you understand me? Trust me, I done searched the world, baby. I done looked for it in all kind of places. I done looked for it in all kind of people. But y'all better hear me when I tell you that when I came into this company, when I came into this organization, better known as the kingdom of God. Come on now. When I came into this place of employment, baby, my search was over. Somebody say, the search is over. Okay. See, God, when I came into God's kingdom, I realized, Toys, you can stop looking for love. Ooh, you don't have to look for love in all the wrong places no more. You can stop looking for validation. You can stop looking for confirmation. You can stop looking for all the answers, because the world ain't got no answers to give you, baby. Just like Jesus told us. He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have some hard time, baby, as long as you out there in the world. So you might as well come on in. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to come on in. My daddy is hiring, baby. And he said, can't nobody fill this position but you. Can't nobody do what you do. You're the only one with your fingerprint. Come on now. You're the only one with your fingerprint, baby. Can't nobody work that thing like you gonna work that thing. Oh, can't nobody work that gift, baby, like you gonna work that gift. God say you are qualified, baby. You was qualified before the foundation of the world to walk in your purpose. You're gonna bless so many people with your gift. Do y'all hear me? Ooh, you're gonna save souls for the kingdom of God, baby. I see people giving their life to Christ by your life, by your deeds, because they see the power of God moving in your life, baby. And you're gonna make some people, you're gonna turn some people into some believers. I see people converting. I see people giving their life to Christ because of what they see in you. Come on now. I don't care what you done been through, baby. God say, I can use you. Ooh, he said, I can dust you off. Come on now. He said, I don't care if you're in the trash can, baby. God say, I go all in the gutter for my chosen one. I know he will, because he did it for me. Come on now. He came and got me out the trash can, baby. I was in a low place. I was in a stinking place. I was just like the prodigal son down there in the slop, eating slop with the pigs in the pig pen. Come on now. But I came to myself one day in the spirit, and I realized, Toya, your father, you have a heavenly father. Come on now. I realize that my father has servants that's even better than this. See, you got to come to yourself in the spirit, baby, just like the prodigal son. And you got to realize, I'm better than this. Oh, come on. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, I'm better than this. I hear God say, you better than what you've been putting up with. Oh, you better than what you've been dealing with in that relationship. You better than what you've been dealing with in that situationship. You better than that. And he said, I know you better than that, because I know what I put on the inside of you. God ain't never doubted your power. God ain't never thought twice about the calling that's on your life. He know what's in you because he put it in there. He says, I'm hiring. Come on in and get your job, baby. Come on in and get your position. God said, I got a position that needs to be filled. The harvest is plentiful. Ooh, but the workers are few. God say, I need some more workers in the vineyard. Ooh, we got to pray that the Lord will send more workers into the vineyard, baby. God needs some more people. He need all hands on deck. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, all hands on deck. God need all hands on deck, baby. God said, I don't care where you been. He said, I don't care if you was on the corner. I don't care if you were coming down the pole. He said, I don't care what you was out there doing. You might have been working for Satan's kingdom, but he said, I'm drafting y'all too. He getting you too. He don't, God said, I don't care what you did, where you been. Come on now. He said, turn from your old ways, baby. Seek my face. When you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. God said, I don't care what kind of situation you wrapped up and tied up in. He said, even in that high, he said, you might be high off of something right now. But God said, his word is so powerful, baby. He coming through that high. He coming through that high, baby. He coming through that alcohol. He coming through that. He coming through that substance. He coming through whatever it is that the enemy got you wrapped up and tied up in. I speak over you today in the name of Jesus that every addiction, every soul tie, every habit that is not of God, baby, is falling off of you. In Jesus' name. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Come on now. I'm trying to let y'all go. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling off of the divine ones, baby. God is hiring. And he, listen, I came in and filled my position. And God say, woman, I'm glad you came on in. But he said, I need you to go out there and tell my people that we have more positions that are available. Ooh, we have more job openings that just came open. The kingdom of heaven is always hiring, baby. Come on now. As long as you got a heartbeat, as long as you got air in your lungs. He said, come on in and fill your position that I have for you. In other words, God say, this is the season for you to walk in your purpose. Ooh, this is the season for you to become who I have divinely created you to be. No longer can you stay on ground zero. God says, I need you to ascend. In Jesus' name, kingdom of heaven is hiring. Come on in. And he said, your gift will make room for you. Oh, the gifts and the talents that I placed on the inside of you. You don't have to wonder if it's going to be a room, if it's going to be room enough for you. You don't have to wonder if there's going to be a seat for you at the table. He said, come on in and use the gifts that I placed inside of you. And he said, don't just use the gifts now, because the gifts alone ain't enough. Gifts and callings are without repentance. You can be working in a gift and blessing people. But he said, I need you to get your transformation too. Come on now. I need you to get your transformation too, baby. Because it's a lot of singers out there. It's a lot of gifted people out there. It's a lot of preachers out there, baby, that can preach you up out of your seat. It's a lot of gifted folks in this world. But what their heart do? What their heart do? God looking for some folks that done cleaned out their heart. God looking for some folks that done turned from their wicked ways. Come on now. God looking for some folks that are pure in heart. Only the pure in heart shall see God. I love y'all so much, baby. Get your transformation. Tell the devil bye with his ugly self and get your transformation today, because God has a position that only you can fill. Can't nobody else do it. You got to say yes to God today, and you got to come on in. Come on now. The CEO is waiting on you. I love y'all so much. If you can join me on June the 7th in 2024 of this year in Tallahassee, Florida, make sure y'all go below and click the link in the description and get your seat right now. Tickets are going quickly, and I want you to be in the building, baby. I want to meet you live and in person. I talk to this camera, that camera lens right there. I talk to that camera lens a lot. I'm talking to the camera lens a lot. Now, you know what I said? This is the season for me to meet the other person. This is the season for me to meet the person that's on the other end of that camera lens. I want to meet you. I want to see you live and in person. Come on now. I want to shake your hand. I want to hug you. I want to hear your voice. I want to feel your spirit. I want to feel your presence. And I want you to get in the room with this transformation, because it's one thing to get it on the video, baby. But when you get in the room with that thing, it's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level. You're going to ascend. You will not leave out of that room the same way you came in. When you leave out of that room, baby, I hear God say, from that day forward, you shall never be the same. Go below and get your ticket. And when you drop that, when you drop that for that ticket, when you sow that seed, because that's a seed, baby. That ain't just a ticket you buying to somebody event. That's a seed. This is kingdom work. This is kingdom ministry. And that is a seed that you are sowing into your divine destiny. And God say, that thing going to multiply. When you drop it, I want you to speak to it. Talk to your money. Tell that money that you paid for that ticket. Tell that money that you paid for that flight. Tell that money that you paid for that hotel. Say, you come and bite to me, multiply. In Jesus' name. Come on now. I love y'all so much, and I pray that I get the opportunity to meet you and to see you live and in person. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Kingdom of Heaven is hiring. Will you come in? God said, I got some positions that's needed, baby. I got some positions that need to be filled. The harvest is plentiful. It's so many people out here that need transformation. I can't help everybody. I can't help everybody. That's why I need you to rise up. And God needs you to come in and fill your position. Because see, you got gifts that I don't have. And I have gifts that you don't have. But if we all come together in one body of Christ, baby, we're going to be able to put the enemy to flight. We're going to be able to make the devil tuck his tail and run. In Jesus' name. Come on in, come on in. I love y'all so much, baby. Y'all get on up out of here. Look, find the bike door now and get on up out of here. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all on the next one.